AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Sunshine and rising temperatures were part of today's weather story along the East Coast in areas that are still digging out from a weekend blizzard. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says the snow cleanup is far from over in his city.
The snow emergency remains in effect until it is declared over. Now, this is all about keeping the cars off of our main routes and getting our plows access to the curbsides.
Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis says they're doing well in restoring power lost in North Carolina due to the storm.
We've got about 50,000 when we started this morning. Most of that's in the Raleigh Triangle area of North Carolina. We've got a lot of crews, about 7,000, working on it. So we hope to have everyone back up by the end of the day.
Some cities were paralyzed, and the snow set a single-day record in New York City. A survey finds the average price of a gallon of regular, has plunged 14 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.91 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price drop may soon end as crude costs start going up again. She says oil prices took a bump up Friday.
If they keep that, which is worth a few pennies per gallon equivalent, then that would end this price slide for gasoline. In fact, if the price continued strengthening in the crude oil market, well, then gasoline prices would rise some from here.
A judge who planned to host a community meeting Monday over the standoff at an Oregon wildlife refuge has canceled it due to safety concerns. The judge says authorities had become aware of plans to protest the meeting and block the entrance to the county senior center where it was to be held. This is AP Radio News. Peyton Manning is off and running all the way to the Super Bowl. Broncos quarterback Manning says it's a great win for Denver today.
This is a sweet day. This was a sweet victory. To me, this victory sort of is a great example of what this entire season has been like.
Cornerback Bradley Roby saved the game today by picking off Tom Brady's pass on a two-point try with 12 seconds left to preserve a Bronco 2018 victory over the Patriots in the AFC title game. Denver will face Arizona or Carolina for the February 7th Super Bowl. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says it was disappointing to lose the game.
It's just tough for us to ever get into a rhythm and, you know, finally to score some points there at the end. And then for it to come down to a two-point conversion is a tough way to obviously end the season.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.